Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I thought about it all day yesterday. I don't know why, but that espresso conversation we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought about it, but I can't remember the specifics of it. I'm trying to remember what specifically they said about drinking espresso. It was like you have to have two or three or three or four espressos a day.
And your life expectancy goes up by like 8 years or something.
Yeah, you're going to live to 130, I think is what you said.
Okay, yeah. Good. So I, for whatever reason, I kept thinking about that yesterday, wondering, that sounds like a good thing. I don't really drink espresso. Could I drink it every day? How hard would it be? Like, could we have it here every day? How do we do that? Are espresso machines expensive? Is it hard to make? Right. I don't know answers to any of these questions.
Now, we do have a George Clooney Nespresso machine down the hall, don't
That's
we?
That's true.
Doesn't that count?
You're absolutely right. Could that make one?
Yeah, but I think you have to get the special espresso shots.
Like their K-cups?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Because it makes regular coffee the Nespresso and espresso.
Now, I don't have any illusions that the Nespresso is going to make a good espresso.
No one said it had to be good, did they?
You say it so well. Espresso. Because sometimes I say espresso.
I caught a little bit of that.
Which is wrong.
Right. Espresso.
And there was actually, I saw like all these memes going back and forth on how to say it properly.
Uh-huh.
And I was just
exhausting. There's plenty of time to work it out.
Yeah.
All that being said, I'm wondering if we should be doing that around here.
Really?
Like, are there people that do that? Do any of you 5:30 Club members have one espresso a day? Does anybody do that?
Like, you know,
if you're not in, you know, in Naples, Italy, or in Rome,
what?
Do you do that?
So are you talking just simply espresso? You know, because espresso is in a lot of the Starbucks, the Dunkin' drinks, etc.
Just espresso. And, you know,
yeah.
Like, do you have the little tiny cup?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a requirement? Like, if you're going to drink it, you can drink it right.
And it comes with a little
tiny cup.
Yeah, with a little plate underneath it.
A little tiny saucer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little tiny cup.
Right.
Something like that. Because if we made the Nespresso down there now, would I get, like, you know, an ounce of liquid?
Yeah.
And it'd be basically just straight caffeine right to my heart.
Yeah, you just need the ounce.
Right. And my heart would go from, 60 beats a minute to, like, a hummingbird.
That's right.
Like that?
Can't wait to see that.
Wouldn't that be something? 312-233-1019. It's a long shot, but are any 5:30 Club members, do any of you have one espresso a day? At some point during the day, do you have it in the morning? You know, a little pick-me-up over the noon hour?
I don't think you even did it on purpose, but I like that long shot.
Look at that.
Shot of espresso.
That just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Maybe do you think we have any of those espresso K-cups down there?
I can ask some people in the building.
More on Violetta and some people in the building. You know why she said that?
No.
Because she doesn't know any of their names.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
That's the truth.
Okay.
No.
She admitted that to me.
I can't blame her for
like,
that.
I have a problem. I don't know most people's names.
I think that we should have a directory with people's faces.
We should all wear name tags.
You know what the funny thing is? We've had papers with people's faces and names on them around the office, and I still don't know who the hell anybody is.
Yeah.
So that doesn't actually work.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're here long enough, you start, and especially this past year, we could have 10 people walk in here now that don't even work here, and I wouldn't know.
There's a piece of paper right behind me, right out here, like 5 feet from Violetta's desk, with like 10 pictures of people and their names. I only know who two of them are.
Yeah, because they're all working from home for the past year. We hired them 8 months ago, but we've never seen them.
Yeah. 312-233-1019.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, 3 or 4 shots a day, Eric. I mean, I can't wait to start. I mean,
wow.
I'm going to get out of bed in a second and take a shower. It's the first thing I do. Go to the Nespresso machine.
Does the Nespresso make a good espresso, and do we need specific cups for that?
So, it comes with little pods, but it's real coffee. It's not instant coffee, which is what you get in a Keurig, which sucks. So the Nespresso is real coffee, little metal pods, and you recycle the pods. And you can either pull an espresso shot, which is shorter, or a longo shot, which is like a little bit bigger.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It's a great way to start your day, and it doesn't have the same effect as regular caffeine. It's going to get you going, but it's not going to make you insane.
All right, so I won't get hummingbird heart from it.
Well, you know, if you have 6 or 7, you might. Go for it.
Wow.
Give it a shot.
Wow.
You're a healthy guy.
Yeah. When you look up healthy, I'm the guy that pops up.
And are you from Italy? Like, what? You know, you seem
to know a lot about this. Well, no, I'm Italian, but I'm from Chicago. So, you know, Chicago, Italian, you know.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I got it. All right, so you would recommend this then. We should get some of these cups maybe and try this out.
Absolutely. I just got a new machine for my office, so I have one at work and I have one at the office.
Woo,
we got all hopped up on the cafe latte whip.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. Oh, and get a milk frother, and then you can make cappuccino.
Oh, wow.
I have one of those.
It comes with it.
Wow.
Wow. Super easy.
Does yours pump like the milk frother, or does it like mechanical spin?
It's a mechanical spin, and it's great. You put it in there, and then put a little cinnamon on top, and boom, you got yourself a cappuccino. Because, listen, Starbucks, that sucks. Let's drink real coffee.
Yeah. Look at this. Do you speak Italian, Jim?
A little parlo Italiano, very little.
Have you been to Italy?
Yes, I love it. Yes, absolutely.
What's your favorite part of Italy?
Venice and Florence. I mean, it's all great, but probably Florence, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, hey, you guys, I love your show. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Go.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
He got his own show there.
He's afraid that we're going to ask him to speak Italian. All right, here's the deal. I'm pretty certain that we are the only people awake right now.
Really?
I'm really beginning to believe that. We should maybe go back. Remember during the pandemic, we started the show at 7 o'clock for like a week?
That was oddly enough one of the snowstorm, like the worst snowstorm of last year, happened the week we were doing that. And I was within 5 minutes of being late to the 7 o'clock show.
Oh, wow!
Because I was caught behind like three accidents.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah, it was a weird day.
Might have to go back to that. I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, Monday we started off so strong. I feel like everybody was going back to
work. Yeah, like I thought, okay, it's a brand. Hang on, Andre, we're gonna get to you. I thought it was a brand new year, and we were all going to, you know, it was our new thing. All right, we can't stay in our homes any longer, but it sounds like we're staying in our homes a lot longer.
Yeah, I guess one day back is all it took.
Right. So you're listening on your Alexa at home. Maybe you're
Why not?
Whatever,
yeah, put it
in
there. Enjoy us in the kitchen.
Because I try to, you know, occasionally during these times where we're all moving a little slow to make these Eric in the Morning lists pretty straightforward, pretty direct. Yeah. You know, like, you know, the times we've gone, okay, fine. You don't feel like waking up. You don't feel like doing anything. What color are your socks? You know, we're not above or below or above or below. Anyone. Either one.
We're not in a different spot than
that. Right. We're fine doing whatever we need to do, because I thought this was an easy one.
Right.
After the internet said, I love how toddlers wake up and just choose violence every day. And I thought that's actually an excellent point.
Right. Spot on.
An excellent observation. So I'm looking 312-233-1019. I thought, oh, this is easy. One word to describe how you feel at this exact moment. All right, Violetta, you're going to give us number three.
Okay.
Whip, you're going to give us number two, because only Andra cares this morning.
Okay.
And for that, Andra gets, can you give her two prizes? She gets two.
Whoa, okay.
She's going to get two.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
But we can give her one of those. Just tell Big Karwowski to send her one of those care packages.
Okay.
In addition to what she's got.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Just for getting up and being a part of things and whatever she's doing.
We love Andra.
Double winning.
All right, at number three, Violetta, one word.
This morning I felt regret.
See, again, careful what you wish for.
Is that not good? Well, it's just how I felt.
No regret.
Do you want me to say it?
I don't know that I want to know why. I rolled over and felt regret. All right.
Okay.
More on that maybe coming up.
No.
Number two, Whip.
All right.
Okay.
Or is that two words?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I really don't care. make it three. I don't care.
Okay.
And finally, in at number one, Andra, one word to describe how you felt when you woke up this morning.
Exhausted.
There it is.
Ah.
Yeah. How about now? You still feel that way?
Still feel that way.
Yeah. That's understandable. You on your way to work?
Yes, I am.
So you are one of those people that has decided I'm going in and being a productive member of society at work today.
Have to be.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
There it is.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
There it is. Thank you for all you do. You do deserve two prizes in addition to the Eric in the Morning prize pack. Kelly Clarkson recalls being so high from the dentist that she forgot an entire night. Rehearsal with her band, jewelry shopping with her assistant, dinner with her assistant. She claims no memory of any of it.
Okay.
Crazy.
When you had that one post-anesthesia moment, 312-233-1019. Hey, Nan.
Hey.
What happened to you?
Well, when I was about 19, I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and my boyfriend took me. And I woke up, and I said, oh, Bob, I love you. His name was Gary.
I just felt like that was coming.
Hey. Yeah. All right.
I saw that one coming a mile away.
Love it.
I saw that one. Hey, Rich.
Hey, yeah, I was younger and had some surgery done and woke up. I was really hungry, and they give you those white, warm blankets, and I thought it was mashed potatoes, and I started eating them.
Ah, try to eat your blanket. Yep. The anesthesia will do weird things, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I had dental implants put in this past July, and they put me in Twilight, And when they would turn down like the twilight so I could give impressions, I had to go to the bathroom. Not once, not twice, but each time, walking down the hallway, pulling my pants down for everyone to see.
But they, a little early with the pant removal.
Yeah.
Oh, at least you didn't go in the chair.
It'll happen. Look at all the dental stories. Hey, Megan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I another wisdom teeth story. I begged my mom to record me because I thought it would be hilarious. And the video was me crying hysterically and apologizing because I bit one of the dental assistants.
Very emotional about that. No doubt about it. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, good morning.
Post-anesthesia moment.
Yeah, so I had my wisdom teeth removed, and my mom dropped me off at home and said, hey, just sit down and relax. And I decided it was a good idea. Yeah, that's what they tell you, and you just listen. Because when I went outside and decided to do some yard work, I cut my finger open to the bone and got to go visit the hospital that same day.
No.
Oh, my God.
You can't leave those people alone.
No.
You never know what you're capable of doing. Linda.
Hi. I was waking up from anesthesia after having my wisdom teeth, too.
Yep.
And I heard all this screaming, thinking, oh, my God, what did they do to her? Only to realize it was me doing all the screaming.
Why is somebody screaming? Oh, wait, that's me.
Go help her.
Trending on Twitter. Top three things. Violetta at the social media desk, keeping an eye on it at number three.
So I realize these are actually a little depressing, all three of them, just so
great.
You know.
I can I've just been complaining for 3 days, and it's been nothing but dank and gray, and I'm falling into a seasonal affective disorder hole.
You know, but it has to be done, because this is trending.
Okay, all right.
Page Six is reporting that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a divorce.
Is that really
when
depressing?
Does the sad stuff start?
Okay. A nameless source says Kim is done. Several months after Kanye went on a Twitter rant, remember he said, like, he hated Kim, the momager Chris, and all of the reality show stuff.
Sure.
Since then, he's been living in Wyoming at his house there, and Kim has been with the four kids in Calabasas. They've been married for 8 years. Nothing is official, but those are the reports.
You know, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but I got to tell you, they had a run that was longer than I thought would go.
Yeah. 8 years?
Kim Ye.
Wow.
All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Dr. Dre is trending after multiple reports that he is in the ICU after suffering a brain aneurysm. I don't have a positive twist on that one.
I think he actually says he's going to be okay. I'll give you a positive.
There's the positive.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
And finally, The Weeknd has a super depressing and weird music video out that people can't stop watching.
Cool. Bring out the depressing stuff.
Yeah, and they're wondering if the plastic surgery is real. Remember, he was all bandaged up.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you can see what's underneath it. They don't really know if it's real or not. Save Your Tears is the name of the catchy song. The video has like weird Joker movie vibes. It's like an unhinged man barely keeping it together. So if you want to go see that, we can put it on our social media pages at Eric Morning
Mix. I'm going to pass on that, but thank you. Thank you for that. Is it a sad, depressing song like Slows? Or is it?
No.
You don't think
not?
So?
Nah.
It's catchy. The song's catchy. The music video has weird messages.
Is it a song we would play
or is it a song you're only going to hear on Nikki?
No, I'm sure we're going to hear it a lot very soon, I would bet.
All right. Thank you for that. We're actually trying to find somebody that's been to an expensive wedding.
There are no delays pretty much.
This feels as dead can be.
Is Big Karwowski driving in these days?
No, he said he was on the train.
On the train, the Big Karwowski staple.
Okay. Yeah. Like the inbound Kennedy right now is 17 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. That's like nothing.
You.
Oh, okay. That's traffic
right,
on the
stop.
Mix.
Hi, Ben Karwowski.
Hey, good morning.
So you said there were people on the train today. There were human beings that actually got up and moved around.
Every seat was filled on my train in, and I take the early train. So
that's crazy.
Saw some new cars in the parking lot in West Chicago.
It's dead as dead. Like we can't even find anybody that's been to a wedding for crying out loud.
Yes, impossible. I am looking out over Michigan Avenue, and I can count the cars in one hand.
It's unbelievable. This feels more than like last April.
Yeah, that was weird. Monday seemed promising.
Right.
But we've taken a dip, it sounds.
Well, but then you said that on your bus ride from the Prudential Plaza to the train station, it's just you and voice guy. That's it. You're the only guys on the bus.
I enlightened him. I'm like, hey, man, it's free. He's like, what? I don't have to walk. I'm like, come on with me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And does the bus driver know you by name and basically just assume that he is now your Uber driver?
Yeah. I have to tell him, like, I took the last 2 weeks off in the year. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be around for the next 2 weeks. He's like, oh, great. So I won't wait for you. No, he waits for me.
Because you're the only guy, so.
It's not your private chauffeur.
Yeah,
it's
well.
Great. Yeah, we talk. He's like, hey, you getting a beer today? I'll drop you off back by this place, you know. So,
yeah, you get a beer for the train ride home?
Yeah, you know, on Thursdays, he'll drop me off at one point, and he goes to the other side. Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice.
So you obviously haven't gone dry for January.
No, this was pre-existing conditions. I am totally into this. I'm dry. Straight up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am focused.
So you're not going to be here Friday at 9:30?
No, that would be a bad place for me. I'm going to stay away.
Oh, no, you've got to be here.
No,
can't. We've got a new jingle. Listen, there it is.
Set him up, B.
Hey, what do you think?
Yeah, I can swing.
Let's try a vintage drink like a rusty nail.
Rusty nail, like it.
Friday's featured cocktail.
There it is, Friday's featured cocktail.
Ooh. Did you catch the beginning of that?
Set him up, V.
I know.
What a touch.
Yeah. You're not going to be here for that, Big Karwowski?
No, it's the devil's candy. No.
That's actually one of the drinks.
Maybe you can do our Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're thinking of maybe
we'll
Facebook Live. Violetta wants to do every Friday. We're at 9:30. We're going to do Friday's featured cocktail. She wants to do old-time cocktails that old people drink that... young people don't even know what they are. So
yeah, like a grasshopper.
A grasshopper. Ooh, your Mary Pickfords, your rusty nails.
Yeah. Grasshoppers.
Sidecar.
She's going to mix them all up. We're going to sip them, maybe put the recipe or whatever it's called up on our social media. Maybe go Facebook Live for a little swanky, loungy Friday feature cocktail. She wanted to invite old people in here to drink with young people because she says that's hilarious.
I thought it'd be nice to hear their stories and when they used to drink it.
With the way things are going right now, I mean, I don't know that I want to get any of the old people out of their homes. Let's keep them safe and tucked away.
Yeah. Hey, how about a Pimm's cup?
Or a Pimm's cup.
I gotta write this down. Yeah.
There's a lot going
on here.
Fountain
of knowledge. Yep.
All right, thank
you. Karwowski, have you ever been to an over-the-top wedding?
Yes, I have.
You want to tell us a little bit about it?
It may incriminate me. Yes. The people had the carpet of the ballroom changed out.
Oh, wow.
For the wedding.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And then changed back.
Really? So they tore up the carpeting, put in new carpeting, and then put the old stuff back?
Yeah, we want an orange shag.
Okay.
And then the hotel's like, fine, but you got to replace it back to, the original.
Stuff, regular. Yeah. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great story.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Karwowski, you ever seen Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember the water scene when she's coming down the aisle?
Yeah.
Did it make you cry?
It was crazy. No.
You've been listening to.
Ho, 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 look under the tree. Ho, 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 there's a present for me. Ho, 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 who could it be? Santa Violetta, naturally.
Let me take you back to the week before Christmas, which was 7 months ago.
Feels like it.
I think so. That's when Teresa called the show and said, I have no idea what to get for my mom, Tina. Every time I get stuff, she returns it. I can't come up with an idea. Can Violetta do it for me? We're like, sure. Yeah, sure. Santa Violetta can do that. Come up with ideas. But if she does that, she puts all that work into it. You have to buy whatever she suggests and give it to your mom and then report back to us how it went. We've reached that time. All right, Violetta, you have the three gifts that you suggested ready to go.
Yes, I do.
Let's say hello to our good friend, Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. How you doing?
My apologies. I screwed up yesterday. That one's on me.
Oh.
I messed that up. Yeah, we were supposed to call you yesterday, right?
It's all good. It's nice receiving emails. I don't receive those very often.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. How's your 2021 going?
It's going fabulous. I'm glad to get 2020 out of it.
Right?
Yeah, I think we all feel that way. Now, you called us, Teresa, just before Christmas and said that you needed some ideas on what to buy your mom, Tina, right?
Yeah, I was about to just not buy anything, to be honest.
Oh, boy. It almost come to that. And so Santa Violetta gave you three ideas. Now, before we go through them on a one-by-one basis, did you get all three items?
I did get all three.
All right.
Only one of them wasn't delivered, though.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, we'll find out which one that was. All right. And you presented all of these to your mom, Tina, on Christmas, correct?
Yeah, even a picture of the one that wasn't delivered.
Great. Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do, Teresa. We're going to go through these items one by one, and we want you to let us know, was it a big hit, okay, or huge failure? Those are your three options, okay?
All right. It was kind of in the middle.
Well, hold on. We're going to go one by one.
All right? Okay.
And we'll ask you on each one, big hit, it was okay, or huge failure, all right?
Okay, got you.
Here we go. That's it. All right, item number one. Violetta looks terribly nervous now just based on what you just said. Violetta, item number one.
Okay, so we have the painting class at Bottled and Bottega where you can drink along with doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that for your mom?
I did.
And how did Tina react?
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. You're very eager. First of all, explain why you selected that.
So I selected that because I thought maybe you guys could do it together since you don't get to see your mom a lot because she's downtown Chicago and you're in Indiana. And I thought maybe this would be a good get-together.
Right. We wanted the rationale behind each gift so that people have a greater understanding of what they mean. Sure. All right. So now that gift right there, was it a huge hit? Was it okay or a big failure?
It's a big fail.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Wait, maybe. Wait, why?
Oh, no. We're over one.
Yeah, why?
So I presented it to her as a gift card and let her know what they were all about so they can choose a class.
Okay.
And when I offered, hey, you and I can do it, she kind of gave me the stink nose. Like, why don't you and your husband go do it or something?
Oh, no. Maybe.
So that was returned. Thankfully, they were really awesome about me returning the gift card.
That's nice.
Oh, no. All right. Let's see if we can salvage this thing. On to gift number two, Violetta.
But she started painting, too, during the quarantine.
That's all right. Oh, gift number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Storm glass. It's a weather-predicting vase, and it's like 800 years old method of telling the weather.
Okay.
And
why did you choose that gift?
Well, because you said that your mom really liked nature and that she's into that. So I thought, what better way than predicting what's going to happen in nature?
All right. Was the predicting weather thing a huge hit, just okay, or a big failure, Teresa?
It was just okay. It was actually not shipped.
Uh-huh.
Because it was leaking,
okay.
I guess.
Well, 800-year-old devices tend to do that.
All right. So you actually give it to her because it was leaking everywhere.
So I showed her a picture of it, and she's like, and I explained to her why it didn't come, and she said, "Well, why do I want it? It's just going to break on me too."
Yeah.
All right.
So I just returned that one altogether.
Okay, two returns. We're two for two.
Well, you said okay, though. It was okay. I call that a win.
She thought it was a cool idea, but okay. She's like, no, I don't want this.
Cool idea, but I don't want it. All right. And on to gift number three. Gift number three, Santa Violetta, is what?
The Emily and Emirate bunny table lamp from Pottery Barn. It's a brass huge bunny that sits on your nightstand and then has a lampshade over its head.
Nice. Was that... and the reason you selected that was?
Was because Tina has a bunny named Elliot, and she loves him, so I thought she'd love the little bunny on her bedstand.
Here comes the home run right here.
Yes.
Was that a big hit, just okay, or a huge failure, Teresa?
It was a big hit.
Hey!
I loved it.
I got to tell you, I thought the bunny lamp would have been the miss, but it was the hit.
Yes. It's very fancy.
Yeah, she absolutely loved it. It was gorgeous.
Wow, gorgeous.
Awesome.
Man, so something that she actually kept?
She kept it, yeah.
Look at
that. She put it up on display right away.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Finally, we found something Tina likes.
Every time you go to the house, you'll see the lamp and know that Christmas 2020 was a huge success. Thank you, Teresa.
Appreciate it.
Have a great 2021. There she is. Next morning, Mindbender. Five reasons why your relationship ends after the first 3 months. You constantly find yourself in 90-day relationships.
Hmm.
The number one reason, according to relationship experts, it might have been blank. Just, you both had like a little bit of a who-farted, confused look. Tough one?
I think so. It might have been blank. It could just be so many things.
I can only think of one word, but I don't know why that would be why you break up.
Tell them the word, Tim.
The word gets you every time. Lust.
Exactly
lust?
Right. It might have been lust.
Oh, I wasn't thinking
that.
Oh,
I thought it was love.
No,
might
no.
have been love.
If it was love, you'd still be in the relationship.
Well, I thought maybe one person said it and the other one
didn't. No, lust. You realize after 90 days, you know what? I just kind of really only wanted to do one thing with this person. I've realized that now. I don't want to be around them as a person.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it takes 3 months to get there.
You're absolutely right, Tim. Well done. How's your morning going?
I lust for some coffee right now, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I've been kind of on an espresso kick lately, Tim.
Yeah, those are good.
Are they? I feel like I need to jump on board. I haven't actually started yet. But
get your heart racing.
Yeah, that's the idea. I want to get it up to a hummingbird speed. The number one reason relationships tend to end after the first 3 months is because they're based purely in lust. And lust can only last so long before there needs to be something to back it up.
Okay,
it
makes perfect sense now.
The reason why the sparks no longer fly when you see each other is that you two have outgrown each other. In the beginning, it was the mystery and excitement of the intimacy and proximity that kept you going. And now that you're seeing each other on a more regular basis, that fades away. That's a sign.
Dang
it. You're thinking about it. Yeah, hitting a little close to home for Violetta, a few of these. Number two on the reasons why relationships tend to end after the first 3 months. More attractive options lure you in.
Oh man,
how rude.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what happens.
Who needs you anyway?
You know what? It feels like you've been broken up with after 90 days a couple of times. How rude, because maybe it was you who saw a more attractive option.
No, I don't. I'm not like that. I'm not shallow like that.
Oh, sure you aren't. Number three, you aren't ready for a long-term relationship. You might think you are, but then you realize 90 days in,
that's the one.
I'm not doing it. Number four on the reasons why your relationship tends to end after the first 3 months, lack of communication.
Oh.
That's a very popular default reason for most relationships, right?
Yeah, I think that goes almost any length of time. Like, you stop communicating after 5 years even sometimes,
I know, but sometimes, like, you can communicate too much. You know, it's like all your feelings all the time.
You're not shallow. And the first 3 months is time when you two get to know each other and start to develop a bond. These months decide the fate of your future. If you two fail to communicate and form that bond, then there might be a breakup in the cards.
Okay.
Or you could just pretend it's not happening.
You just talk in circles sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And number five, on the reasons why your relationship ends after the first 3 months, you're afraid of being vulnerable. That's you.
No.
That's
I'm so vulnerable.
No, you're not. Harry Styles. There's a 2012 quote about dating older women, and I didn't even know. Like, I knew that the story about him dating Olivia Wilde, she's 10 years older than him, and I thought, okay. But apparently, like, his past four girlfriends have all been significantly older than him. So he's got a type.
Yeah,
I guess.
Hi there, Ginny. What do you think the perfect separation for older woman, younger man is?
15 years.
15. Why have you settled on 15?
Because my husband and I are 15 years apart. I'm the older one.
Look at that.
Ooh,
there
get
you
it,
go.
Girl.
Do you ever have any generational issues between you two?
No, none.
Nothing. Doesn't experience them at all. Listen to that one. Hey, Marianne.
Hey.
What do you think is the ideal age separation for older woman, younger man?
5 years.
Five. Why five?
Yeah, because my husband and I are 5 years apart. I'm the older.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, did you know him, like, growing up? Was he, like, in eighth grade when you were a senior?
Yeah, actually.
How did you know that?
We went to the same school and everything. Yeah.
There you go. See? Watch this. Hey, Tammy.
Yes, sir.
For older woman, younger man, what do you think is a good separation?
Well, like I said earlier to the first gentleman, I'm 53. My husband is 29. We've been happily married. Yes. Yes, we've been happily married for 5 years.
Oh, thank God you said 5 years.
They've been happily married for 14
That's
years.
That's what I was like. Please don't say anything bigger than 10. Please.
Rocking that cradle.
Now, having that big of an age difference, Tammy, do you have any issues? Like, when you talk about something, he just looks at you blankly, has no idea what you're saying?
Not at all. Actually, I don't feel my age, and probably that's the reason we have a very strong connection. We are the best friends possible.
Right.
Yes.
Where is your accent from, if you don't mind me asking?
I am from Romania.
Very nice. Oh, you picked it up a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's look at it from the other perspective, the other side. Older woman, younger man, George.
Hi. I'm 36, and I dated a woman for 3 years who was 23 years older than me, and we worked out pretty well.
Did you? Now,
yep.
Who do you think had it more difficult navigating the relationship, you or her?
That's a good question. I think difficulty hit us on different ways.
Right.
I want to save myself, but it's a little tough to say because we also had distance in the mix as well. Oh, and so that was a different challenge.
I see. And how long did the two of you date?
For 3 years.
3 years. 3 years, 23-year age difference. Mm. Just making it work. Hey, Mid-Wednesday, right here on The Mix, all jacked up on the dew. Mountain Dew is going to start selling a giant body pillow that resembles one of the soda bottles.
Aww. Okay.
So you can curl up with a big bottle of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's nice.
The green pillow is expected to debut in March.
That's cute.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
That's true.
That makes sense.
Big green bottle. The pandemic is fueling a surge in marijuana use.
Oh,
okay, well.
I'm not surprised by that either.
No,
are you?
Not at all. Yeah.
I smelled it on the elevator this morning on my way to work.
Really?
It was so early, I almost barfed.
It's got to be the oldies, guys.
Probably. That's true. That's always been going on.
It's got to be the guys at the oldies station. Yep. The NFL may pack the Super Bowl stadium with vaccinated frontliners. Have you seen this story?
No, but okay, that works.
Yeah, the NFL is considering packing Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, the Super Bowl site, with vaccinated healthcare workers.
It's interesting that they don't have a firm. I mean, that's only a month away.
Well, Whip, you know how these things go. You put a plan, and then by Friday, your plans change.
I guess that's the point, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden, and others are resuming filming their talk shows from home during the L.A. COVID surge, which is absolutely out of control
right now.
That's
crazy there.
Absolutely out of control. So they're back in their homes now, Jimmy Kimmel and James Corden, their late-night talk shows from home. Which it doesn't have a vibe.
No, it doesn't.
I almost feel like they should just put on reruns.
Kimmel had reruns the whole summer, I think.
Yeah. Russian police are searching for two shirtless men who dueled in the street with fireworks. You know, you see this kind of stuff, you know, like in Elburn.
Right. I think I might.
When I was growing up. Right. One guy on one side, one guy on the other side, dueling fireworks.
I think people would pay to actually see that. You should just put them in a ring and charge.
And it's not like you can do a fireworks duel with your shirt on. You got to take it off.
Well, you don't want to ruin your shirt.
Shirtless men. Yeah. Russian police are hunting for two shirtless men who fought each other with fireworks in the street. In Italy, they are building a retractable floor at the Colosseum so it can host live concerts and theater.
Oh, my God.
Floor. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's
the Colosseum
great.
May be closed, but Italian officials are already envisioning a post-pandemic world where visitors can experience concerts, theater, and even stand at the center or in the center of a space that once hosted Rome's iconic gladiator shows.
That's incredible.
They're spending more than $22 million for a retractable floor on the Colosseum.
Okay.
Customs agents seize mystery bushmeat at New Jersey Airport. Bushmeat is a raw or minimally processed meat from parts of animals, including bats, monkeys, cane rats, and antelope. It's either smoked, dried, or salted, which, again, is also what I think they eat over in the Oldie Station studio. Remember I went in there yesterday, and it smelled like a slaughterhouse in there.
They got their own thing going.
It is so weird. They're in the middle of a 12-minute song and putting out, like, all these cured meats.
It takes a certain vibe to do that job.
Woman tries to stop ex-boyfriend's wedding. A woman in China tried to stop her ex-boyfriend from getting married by blocking his wedding car. The woman was waving her arms while yelling, "I'm never going to leave you." Oh, boy.
Right. I didn't say you were.
Wasn't that a scene in Wedding Crashers?
I think it might have been.
A cat fight erupted on a Spirit Airlines flight. Uh-oh. Why am I not surprised?
Like women, right? Or cats?
Women. Two women recently brawled on a Spirit Airlines flight that landed in Portland. Daydrina Williams asked a mother and her two children, aged 3 and 7, to stop kicking her seat. She claimed the mother hit her on the shoulder before she retaliated by punching the mother in the face. The mother had a bloody lip and bump on her head. Williams was charged with a felony because no one saw the mother hit her first.
Oh, no, it's like the NHL or the NFL.
The retaliator always gets the one who gets caught.
Yep.
And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, as promised, it's time to tinkle.
I gotta go so bad since you said this.
Tinkler avoids speeding ticket in Idaho. The police recently stopped a local resident for speeding. The resident posted the following message on the police department's Facebook page. This is what the resident said. "I got pulled over the other day after a very, very long car ride in my driveway. Sirens and everything.
Wow.
I explained to the officer that I had to tinkle and that I would rather get a ticket than tinkle in my pants. This sweetheart just laughed at me and said, 'You go tinkle, and I'll get back to chasing the real bad guys.'
Oh,
I love him."
Nice.
Very nice. Tinkle time. We should get an update. What's trending on Twitter? You know, we do it each morning at 7 a.m. and again at 9:30. By the way, this morning at 7 a.m., you talked about the Kim Kardashian preparing for divorce trending story.
Yeah, it's all
Kanye.
Over.
And the story's all over, or the marriage is all over?
No. The marriage isn't officially all over. Just the story is everywhere.
And I'm thinking people that, you know, you never want to see people split up, but they had a pretty good run.
They should be proud.
8 years? I would have never given it that.
For sure.
Kim Kardashian also sold 20% of her KKW beauty line for $200 million, Whip.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get into beauty.
Apparently.
It's weird because she sold it to the same company that helps manage Kylie Jenner's makeup line. So everybody's thinking there's something kind of weird about it.
You know what's weird about it?
What?
That it took her this long to go there and get $200 million for it. I don't care who bought it.
Okay.
Yeah. Time to find out the top three things trending on Twitter right now. Here we go at number three.
Okay, Tony Ponzonski, some influencer or something online, posted the following. Is it pop, soda, or Coke? I say soda, and now the internet is debating. We now know that Tony is not from here.
So he says soda.
Yeah, he
or
does.
She or whoever.
He.
We all know that here it's what, Whip?
Pop.
It's pop here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Trending on Twitter number two.
Rumor has it Adele's new album is set to release in February, and she has collabs with her, and the lead single could be from the Queen Bee herself, Beyonce.
Beyonce and Adele.
Weird.
That's an unstoppable duo.
Mm-hmm.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Today is National Bean Day, and it's also National Cuddle Day, but you might want to not celebrate both at the same time.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Fart joke.
Yeah.
Violetta's veiled fart joke.
Yeah, it was clever.
What was that?
I was trying to do a fart. Hold on.
That sounds like issues. It's like,
you know what? If that's what your farts sound like, get to a doctor. Get to a doctor.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.